to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it don't on radio. Truth is always on radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. I want to welcome you to the National Intel Report. This is Solutions Thursday. I want to just welcome everyone here. This is John Stadtmiller's normal position, but John has been kind enough to turn it over to several of us, Desi Andrews, Ellie Bork, myself, to talk about solutions, and that's what we want to do. We've got a problem in America. We all know it. Something happened. And what are we going to do about it? And one thing we need to know is a remedy lies in the people, and we have to start finding the truth. We've been running around like chickens with our heads cut off for so long that it's time to start. We need to grow up, get a little discernment, find out what works, what doesn't work. Actually, I even take that back. We don't need to know what works and what doesn't work. We need to know what the truth is. And we need to just stand on the truth, because unfortunately, when you stand up against oppression, sometimes depression will initially label you as wrong, and they will make your life difficult. And so we're looking for a few good men, a few good people that will stand up for America. Again, this is John Ainsworth. My name is John Ainsworth. This is the National Intel Report, and oh gosh, I'm running around a lot going on today. I'm just having to slow down and do the radio show here. But people, what I want to do is I want to talk about remedy and what are the different philosophies and different theories that are out there. And I think that most people in the movement, most people who realize there's something wrong with America, have come to the one fundamental conclusion, that it revolves around the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is the amendment to the Constitution that says all persons born and naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The 14th Amendment, there is controversy on what did it do. And there are some people who will say the 14th Amendment did nothing. All it did, it was a good amendment, and the 39th Congress was doing good things, and they were wanting to just give civil rights to the black man. And I've heard that all my life, and that's what the 14th Amendment about, which makes that it makes it a hard amendment to attack, because how do we sit there and say, hey, the problem with America, the problem with why we have a government out of control is the 14th Amendment, but it did so many good things. And we have to be able to overcome this hurdle. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. I look forward to talking to you. This is John Ainsworth on the National Intel Report. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. This Thursday, the Solutions Thursday, this is John Ainsworth sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And again, this is Solutions Thursday, and we want to talk about solutions. We want to start getting people working in a direction. This community is more like a herd and chicken community. The people are everywhere, and we've been involved with knowing there's something wrong in America for way too long for us to be this scattered. We've got to start focusing down, focusing like a laser beam on what we know to be the truth, what we know to be the problem, and start going in that direction and narrow this thing down. We've got to start doing it. We've run around way too much. So, people, let's get with me. And, again, what are we doing here in North Carolina? We're reestablishing lawful government. We're having meetings for anyone in the North Carolina area, North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe southern central Virginia area. We're having meetings in Concord, North Carolina, right off of I-85. And we're going to have one. The next one's going to be May 1st, 2006. It's at exit 49 on I-85. Anyone interested in wanting more information on that, you can give me a call. My number is area code 704-563-4554, or you can email me at tigerja@bellsouth.net, And we're going to be going over the origins of government, sovereign states, the sovereignty, the 14th Amendment, the overthrow of government, biblical foundations for reestablishment, and what this nation was founded on. And again, we want to, the whole thing is education so that we can start moving in a strong direction. And I think we have Jeff. Is Mr. Jeff Jacob, is he on the line here with us today?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Jeff.
I'm on the air here?
Yeah, we are on the air.
All right, so we're union-wide, eh?
We are union-wide, yes, and most people would say nationwide, and I'm glad you're saying that. Jeff's in Florida, and Jeff has decided to stand up. He's one of the Americans out there. And how long has it been that you've been trying to figure out that there's a problem in America and that there's something you need to do about it, Jeff?
I started out these pursuits around the summer of 2002.
2002. And what got you believing that there was an actual problem in America?
Well, first, you know, it started out like with most of you. I got into the IRS and income tax thing. And then I just realized that so many, you know, seemingly legitimate arguments were just constantly getting shot down, regardless of anything. And then I just finally came to the conclusion upon the whole fact of United States citizenship, that roping people into a federal jurisdiction in a somewhat tacit quasi-contract, which under the color of law allows the government to trample over people's God-given rights, which are supposed to be protected under the Constitution.
Yeah, we're supposed to have these courts where they're supposed to be about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, justice, the American way, and we're supposed to feel proud and confident that when we go into court with the clear law, that we should win the case. But that doesn't appear to be what goes on, does it?
So there's got to be some type of hidden thing that they're concealing from us that maybe somehow allows them under the color of law to contractually treat people, throw them around like a rag doll, you know?
Right. So where did that lead you? You say about summer 2002. What directions did you go into after finding out the IRS issues and things of this nature were didn't work well when you actually tried to confront these people?
Well, I wound up hooking up with LB. You know, I was faced with either filing $250 filing fee at district court against the IRS, which I knew would have gotten dismissed anyway, or investing in a nationality correction process with LB, and I chose the latter. I'm not through with it yet. I'm kind of in the middle of it yet, so I haven't finished it yet, but I'm pretty close to finishing it.
Okay, so you're halfway through the process, and I know I've been talking with you for the last couple of weeks or so. You've been on the conference call before that we've got on Thursday evenings, or actually LB has on Thursday evenings that I sit in on most of the time. And, in fact, anyone who wants information on that, the conference call that we will be on later this evening with L.B. Bork, usually myself, pretty much always L.B., you can contact packinlaw.org and look up the conference call information on that, and they'll send you the number if you'll request conference call to L.B. at packinlaw.org. So I would recommend people doing that and getting on the phone. So, Jeff, you're down in Florida, and you've got a you're in the middle of – and I want to say this. You're in the middle of the process. So, and I know because LB is going to say that once you complete the process, you don't have the problems of actually getting tickets and getting arrested. And
oh, yeah, that's the case with a lot of people that have finished it. They just – seem to get entered in some, I don't know what it is, they get let go a lot.
Right. So I don't want to say that you finished LB's process and now you've gotten tickets and now you're running up to court, because that wouldn't be fair to LB, and because he's going to defend his position, I know, a little bit stronger than that, hey, people finish this, they don't have these problems. But I just want to preface that. So you're halfway through the process and you're going into court down in Florida. What issues are you taking on with the state of Florida?
Well, they seem to, you know, there's some presumption that I'm required to have a driver's license.
Right.
You know? So.
And most people think that. I think that's one of the issues that I fight myself is the driver's license issue.
So, but, you know, they want me to, you know, answer to them, and I just filed about 57 pages of papers, including, you know, some of the, you know, things regarding what we talk about regarding status. And, you know, 20-page paper basically asking them to prove that they're a legitimate government, which they're not.
What information did you go by? And I know you and I talked a good bit about this, because this goes right into Reconstruction, the Civil War, post-war, the federal government annulling states. And you seem to catch fire on that of, you know, looking into that stuff. Was that an eye-opening experience? Did you, you know, once you got involved in actually looking up all those documents and seeing what they actually said?
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, listen, you know, just from a basically a syllabus that you'd given, or, you know, an oral syllabus that you've been given on, you know, for the past radio shows and the conference calls, and then that brief that you had years ago really solidified some things that I need to be looking up.
Right.
You know, it really crystallized the issue of, can Congress create a new state within a state without the consent of the people? And, you know, can they do this with military war powers that are not authorized by the Constitution?
Right. And I think, to me, that's the crux of the whole issue.
And then some of LB's international law premises regarding, you know, the law of nations and stuff like that, that really, you know, packs a punch right there, you know.
And that's getting into Vattel, I guess, and who else?
Well, mainly, you know, the law of nations.
The
and,
law.
As far as
that,
the law of nations, yeah.
Okay.
And treaties, that Atlantic Charter really is a good thing to use, too.
Yeah, the Atlantic Charter. And, again, I think I got a copy of that. I had one here. I just got too many papers in front of me. Oh, here it is. Yeah, the Atlantic Charter. I just want to read Article 3 of the Atlantic Charter. This is a treaty signed by Roosevelt and Churchill. And it says that they respect the right of peoples to choose the form of government under which they will live, and they wish to see sovereign rights and self-government restored to those who have been forcibly deprived of them. And that's the crux of your argument, isn't it? That the people, the free people of Florida, were forcibly deprived of the sovereignty of the laws and governing the land of Florida.
Yep, and they're claiming to be the state of Florida, but under international law and according to the Constitution, the de jure state of Florida became conquered. So this current organization is calling itself the state of Florida, but according to Vattel, and it's in my pleading, but in one of the sections, it's not a state. It's not a state. It's calling itself a state, but it's not.
Right. And
they can't be legitimate, so that means anything that they've passed, including driver's licenses to whatever, it's not being passed by a lawful, constitutionally authorized government, which could be admitted as a state according to the Constitution. So, you know, in that case that the Norton versus Shelby County cited a case from 1829, pre-14th Amendment, the doctrine that an unconstitutional act can confer no duty, so because a reconstructed state with the 14th Amendment is an unconstitutional act, then it cannot confer a duty to have a driver's license.
Right, but don't they gain, I mean, to play a little bit of the devil's advocate here, don't they gain a little bit of legitimacy to exist? Because we don't want to have anarchy where there is no government, but don't they gain a little bit of legitimacy because the people won't exercise their right to lawful government?
Yeah, see, that makes them a de facto regime.
Right, and the desire we want is a de jure regime, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so what keeps us from having a de jure lawful government in Florida or Arkansas or Tennessee or Texas?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, like the Lord Jesus said in the Bible, he said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's the first thing right there.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, but then there's people that do get the knowledge, and then they don't do anything with it. So then, you know, faith without works is dead, right?
Well, right. Well, thanks, Jeff, for being with us, and I'll talk to you on the other side of the break. We're going into a break. I want to, again, just thank everyone for joining us here on the National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth sitting in for John Stackmiller. I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth sitting in for John Stadtmiller. This is Solutions Thursdays, and we have with us on the line Jeff in Florida. Jeff is an American who figured out there's problems and has decided to stand up and do something about it. And I admire that. We've got to get people standing up, but I want to put a word of caution out there. You don't want to stand up for anything. You want to stand up for the right thing. That's the one thing that has burnt so many people in this movement and frustrated them out of the movement is standing up for the wrong principle. And Jeff, what you're standing up for in Florida are the principles, I believe, and that's that the 39th Congress of the United States destroyed the American Union, annulled states, created new states, and we're having to live in the mess that was created. And what direction are you going in now? You've got, I guess you got a ticket the other day, and you've got your paperwork in. What's looming in front of you from the legal network of Florida?
Well, I mean, I got everything filed. Basically, we're looking at. Like I said, I still have to finish the process. So, they're going to be forced to have to, prove that they're a legitimate body politic in order to impose a duty. I mean, that's the whole issue.
And we've been trying to do that in North Carolina, and these guys are like Teflon, man. I mean, it's like you can't – it's like nailing Jell-O.
And let's say this paperwork that we file, even if you could do everything right, and, the whole point of having paperwork or, say, your paperwork and showing that there is a true – North Carolina Republic with you guys, you got to have some type of documentation that gives you more standing in court.
Right.
Because if you don't, and then on top of that, if there's just a few of us doing it, then, there's not enough people doing it, then they're not going to know who we are. And that's the whole thing. We have to let them know, who we are.
This is a good faith operation. I mean, we're doing this up front. It's nothing subversive. It's nothing under the table. This is a legal argument. That's totally what it is. It's just a legal argument to where we want to go in. You want to go in and say, hey, if you're the legitimate government of Florida, all you have to do is prove it, and I will get your license and I will do everything. But, hey, by the way, I've got about 30, 40 pages of documentation and that proves there's problems with your pedigree.
Hey, that's it. That's the whole premise. And I just sent an abbreviated thing of what I put in my pleadings in a memorandum of law that LB is going to upload on Packin' Law.
Okay.
It's called Florida Usurpation in Original Jurisdiction. And that's the whole thing, is that they're operating in an excess of jurisdiction, as pointed out in your pleading, And
right.
I have to go back to work right now.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Jeff.
Yep, and I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have a good time.
All right, now.
Okay, so again, we're solution-oriented, and we want to talk about what are we doing out there. We're having meetings. We're trying to educate people on the overthrow of government. We know there's something wrong. We're educating people on it. We're here in North Carolina. We've got meetings. I just want to talk about where I'm talking, and I'm going to be talking about Reconstruction Acts, the overthrow of government, the object of the Civil War, how Congress changed the object of the Civil War 2 years after the war was over, and then what we can do about it and how we can fight this in court and how we can stand up as Americans and take our country back. And I'm going to be giving talks on that. I've got a talk scheduled in Vermont. I believe it's in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. I think on or around June 30th, if you'll give me an email on that, I'll give you about that. I'll be in Newport, Tennessee, come up June 9th, 10th, and 11th, actually doing a seminar up there, a three-day seminar, so anyone interested. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. We want to get you involved. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And again, I want to thank John Stadtmiller for allowing me to sit in for him and talk about lawful government, how we got rid of it, and how do we, or not how we got rid of it, how it was stolen from us, and how do we get it back. That's what I consider myself well-versed in. And anyone else who wants to talk about this, you know, feel free to give us a call. This is a call-in program. Call in at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443 to call into this program. Let us know what's on your mind. And again, what we want to talk about is the 14th Amendment, U.S. citizenship, the loss of state governments. And, you know, we're just talking to Jeff. And Jeff was one of those people who's felt he wanted to stand up and make the state of Florida prove it's legitimate. I mean, they've got to do it in law. That's what the law says. If the people stand up and say, hey, you want us to perform under your government, you want us to get licenses, you want us to do whatever it is. It could be pay a parking ticket or it could be register your dog. That you have a right before you pay them a penny to say, are you legitimate? And that's what we've got to do. We feel this is the crux of the issue, is stand up to these governments and ask them, are you legitimate? And most people will say, obviously, yes, they are legitimate, unless you start figuring out what happened. And that's what we want to talk about here tonight. We have someone from North Carolina here. We have Renee from North Carolina. Renee, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you had said something about people calling in with solutions.
Yeah.
I have a little suggestion.
Okay.
And I'll be the first to say that most people in the field of psychology are nuttier than their clients. And so it's hard to find some and after all, those are also the people who design PSYOPs, so they're not necessarily good people either. So, but I really like that Dr. Bill Veith that they
right.
have on.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I've met Bill.
Okay. The thing is, I think what we need to do is have a man like Bill Veith who has the skill to start exposing the real psychological game that's really going on that has been covered up for centuries. You see, in the animal world, it's much clearer, okay, because they don't have language and stuff to deceive. So often you can figure stuff out by looking at the animal world and then transferring it to the human world. In the animal world, what the older male fears the most is the younger male as he starts to decline in strength. Picture, if you will, like the old silverback gorilla who's starting to get long in the tooth, with the younger male circling and looking for his weaknesses so they can take over his position as king of the mountain. Because life is really like a giant game of king of the mountain. Now, what the older human male has figured out to do is to trick the younger males into not only not attacking him, but passing out a few privileges and trinkets and little colored ribbons or whatever to get him to not only not attack him, but to defend him. Now, if we can start revealing to those people, like in the police, the military, and all the other alphabet law enforcement agencies, how these people are using them to attack those beneath them in the pecking order in exchange for a few promises, trinkets, and privileges, and guarding the guy at the top of the king of the mountain, and how he really doesn't care about them. You know, he's tricked them into thinking he's caring about them. If a man like Dr. Bill Veith could come on and really explain to a lot of the males how the older, more powerful alpha males actually are tricking them and using them, I think it could be very helpful in getting them to stop participating in this game. Because you see, and what they do is, too, the worst evil is always committed under the pretense of doing good. If Dr. Bill
right.
could break through these people's rationalizations, the lies tell themselves.
Renee, let me step in for a second.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a two-front offensive here. We have to convince, you know, you're talking about the police and the powers that be,
uh-huh.
but don't you feel there's a need to convince the people themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody participates in some way in this game, whether they want to realize it or not. You know, a lot of these people want to divide it into black and white, the black hats and the white hats. It's more like shades of gray. Now, some people have less black. They're maybe light gray. Some people have more black in them. They're maybe charcoal gray. But all of us somehow, we participate in this game, and none of us is completely clean. Okay?
Well, I agree with you, but I feel that what we've got to do, and if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that the issue is knowing what the truth is and standing up. Because if you don't know what the truth is, you can be lied, you can be
exactly.
deceived.
The psyops
people who come in and mix things up can come in and start, you know, getting you to believe something else if you don't know what the truth is. So to me, a lot of the responsibility falls on the individual. It's our duty not to be misled. I mean, let's look at history and how this has happened. I mean, the Germans are an easy one to pick because that's one that, you know, most people are familiar with, of how you take an entire population and have them do heinous, terrible things. But if you were asked the average American, hey, if you were in Nazi Germany, would you have hidden the Jews? The average American would say, oh, yes, I would have been one of those. But then if you say, hey, do you realize the U.S. government's out of control? They're like, you've got to be kidding. Well, and what that shows me is they've got the exact same mindset of the Germans with this delusion that they would do better. And that's
exactly
all it is. It's a delusion that they would do better. People have a high belief that they're a moral person, and you can be moral, but if you don't know what the truth is, you cannot be moral.
Well, we're really
because
on
you
the
don't
same
know which side to stand on.
Well, we're really on the same page here. But the thing is, the ruling elite have, for so many centuries, lied, deceived, and it's the ruling elite of both church and state because they're basically lazy, okay? And they want the fruits of our labor, both church and state, because this is the deal. In a way, I wish we were cannibals. You know, if you look at it where the more powerful, strong animal eats the other animal, it's much clearer. But we don't eat each other. The thing is, what we do is the more powerful trick the less powerful or weaker into giving them up the fruits of their labor. Okay, in order to get their food, their luxuries, their property. That's the real game. It would be easier almost for people to see if we actually ate each other. You know, maybe they could catch
well,
on.
Well, I think to a certain degree we do eat each other. We chew each other's legs off in this movement and to where we're standing on nothing. But, I mean, you're right. We got a psychological or a psyops issue out there that has been around since the beginning of time of how do you mislead or actually lead an entire population or a large group of people in a terrible direction. And America is not immune from that. And so, Renee, you bring up some really good points on that.
Well, I have, because the thing is, you know, a lot of people, it's the very idea that in America we think, oh, it can't happen here. That's exactly why, because people's guard is down, because they're so sure it can't happen here, that's why it will happen here.
And that's one of the most dangerous beliefs to have, is that you're above it all. That's why the Lord tells us that we are to take the log out of our own eye before we try to take the speck out of someone else's eye. We can't see our own problems. And that's one of the big problems we have in this country.
Well, that's why I think this doctor, like you said, I think it would be helpful to, like you said, the general population, but also, as, you know, some people say, these shows are monitored. Yeah. You know, we could cause a great deal of psychic pain to these people if you start busting through their rationalizations, or either that, either busting
well, I think that's exactly, Renee, yeah, I think
guilt, or they have to work overtime, sitting up at night, thinking up a new rationalization.
Well, I think that's what the, you know, John Stadmiller and the RBN, the Republican Broadcasting Network, is all about. We got to wake ourselves up, and I think if we put too much effort into waking them up, we need to wake up our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, the people we work with. And that's what this program's about, is how do we wake us up? And hopefully, I mean, there's nothing wrong with waking up, and we want to wake up and have people become aware of their actions and the vileness of their actions in some of these policing or alphabet soup agencies out there in the process, because I'm sure these guys are listening to us.
But this is the deal. It's the judges and the police and the law enforcement people who have the guns and who have the power of their so-called law that are the greatest danger to me. They're a bigger danger to me than my neighbors and the system. They can't inflict near as much pain. So to me, yes, I want to wake up the people, but to me, we need to wake up those other people even more because they are the greater threat to us.
But I don't think you're going to wake them up. Let me just give you a brief little cap on this. I went to the city attorney of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, 1996, going in there about the illegitimacy of government and Reconstruction and all this. It was about 10 years ago. And I was told by the city attorney of Charlotte, says, so, John, what do you expect the governor of North Carolina to do? Turn the keys of the governor's mansion over to you? And later on, he said, the one thing you've got to remember is we've got more guns than you do. So it's not that these people don't know what's going on. It, you know, and that's one of the things I just want to thank you for joining us, Renee. It's not that these people don't know what's going on. They do know what's going on. But they're vested. These people have retirement coming out of this stuff. They don't want to rock the boat. And this is the nut we've got to crack. This is why the people have got to get stand on the truth. We've got to take the truth to these people. You know, we had Jeff on earlier who has done a tremendous amount of extra research into the unconstitutionality of Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment, the annulment of states, the creation of new states with, outside the consent of the people. Take it in the courts and say, judge, prosecutor, you people, you guys are responsible for this. You know what's going on, and you have an obligation to the law, and the law says you need to let the people have lawful government, and you need not to become oppressors, because that's exactly what they become. They become oppressors when they know the truth and proceed anyways and oppress the people and make them subject to laws not of the consent of the free people of your individual states. But we have several other calls. I want to say we have the call-in phone numbers, 1-800-313-9443. Tom in Pennsylvania, what do you have on your mind today that we can talk about?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm on the topic that you're speaking about. there's a lot of points that I'd like to bring up. Number one, with the two major party system we have, it seems as though the population of the party forms a pyramid, and towards the top are the rich people. The rich people seem to have their own agenda, and it seems to be very similar in both parties at the top. Now, the people in the bottom seem to be very well-meaning, but they don't see that if you keep putting the two major parties in, it's business as usual.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. We don't have a two-party system in this country.
Well, it's actually a one-party.
We have a one-party system. Because they are in lockstep moving forward. And the way to prove that, the way I believe to prove that, is the people thought there was a two-party system. And they thought the Republicans were conservative and thought we should have a limited federal government. And then you had the Democrat, the liberal, who felt the government ought to take care of everyone's need from cradle to grave, no matter what that need is. Well, the government told us, these representatives and these people in government told us that the way to fix this, if you want limited government, vote in Republicans. And we had a Republican landslide, gosh, what was that, going on 10, 12 years ago? Mm-hmm. And that was going to give us limited government. And we were going to start peeling back the layers of this behemoth that's been created. And what happened?
It got bigger.
So there's an agenda that cannot be remedied by this so-called two-party system. I mean, you're absolutely right, Tom.
Well, there's a few points I want to bring out. And one of the points I want to bring out is I started doing something. I got involved with the Constitutional Party in northeastern Pennsylvania. And with a gentleman who's teaching a course on law, I'm doing something. I'm not just sitting on the radio complaining about it.
Great.
And the next thing I want to bring up is, and this is the thing that really pushed me over the edge. We have a company here called Pennsylvania American Water. They're a water system. They're our only water company. It's a legalized monopoly. And when you're late with the bill, they have an automatic phone system that calls you every day of the week. And this got me started, and they told me, well, it's legal. Then I found out that this company owns the water companies in 20 states. Then I found out that this company is a German company. So we're
Germans own our water?
Pardon?
I said the Germans own our water?
So a German company owns water in 20 states, and this is a huge company here in Pennsylvania. I told them I'm going to form a little committee to see if I can change the law that they're harassing people every day. This is one of the things. Not that I haven't been listening. I've been listening to shortwave for 10 years, and I've heard all the shows, Alex and all those people, and I never really too much got involved. Today, I decided to really start doing something. I joined the Constitution Party, but today I called one of our congressmen, and I told the person there to find out what the law is. Call me back. I want to get a petition together. This is just one little aspect of what's happening. Don't you believe?
And you have to start on those things. There's nothing too small.
I believe we have to have committees. I believe what we have to do is break up into committees and take care of one aspect of the problem. This is the public-private partnership, I believe.
Well, I'm not too sure about breaking up into too many committees. Stick with us, Tom, and we've got to have a couple other callers. Got a break coming up. I think this might be a long one, about 3 or 4 minute break. So stick with us. We'll have you back on the other side, and thank you for joining us here on the National Intel Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth. I want to welcome you and ask you if you have something on your mind, if you want to talk about lawful government, the problems in America, how we can solve those and not just complain about it and sit here doing nothing while the beast, for lack of a better term, gets bigger and more powerful, and hold on to our illusions of hope, as Patrick Henry said. If you'll go back and read Patrick Henry's great speech, his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, one of the things he says in that speech is, we've got to give up our illusions of hope. That the beast, you know, I call it the beast, but he was saying that the crown is getting stronger. Are we going to be stronger tomorrow? Are we going to be stronger the next day? Are we going to be stronger in a year from now? Are we just going to sit on our hands and let it keep going? We know there's a problem. What are we going to do about it? The remedy lies with us. And if you find anyone that says, hey, here's a plan, I got a good plan, we need to contact our representatives. Excuse me, they're the problem. We need to get involved and start standing up. We've got to get educated. We're talking with Tom in Pennsylvania. He's talking about he's going through an education process. He's getting involved with the Constitution Party up there. And Tom, that's a great thing, getting some education. But I want to warn one thing about education. There's a lot of education out there. Our children get education. They get education in the public school system. But I'm telling you, people, it's not an education. There's an indoctrination. So we have to be careful when we are getting a so-called education of what is the education about. There's patriot meetings out there. There's meetings all over this country of people going in directions, getting educated, and they're going in the wrong direction. And so education is seeking the truth. Seeking the whole truth. If you see a lie, pitch it out. And so we have to have discernment in our education. Not the person that's standing in front of us is Jesus Christ himself teaching us the absolute and perfect law. We need to be like the Bereans, people. We need to question people who teach us things. And we need to work to where we can discern and find the truth. We need to have a love of the truth so that we can remedy this country that we love. So, Tom,
sure.
After that long dissertation of let's get educated.
You're preaching to the choir.
Good. You know,
I believe in what you're saying, and I question all authority. I question the Constitution Party. I question everybody. I'm not a born follower. I've never been.
What do you think about the 14th Amendment and Reconstruction? Are you familiar with it? I don't know what you know about it.
Because I'm sure I know this, but. You know.
Well, the Reconstruction Acts were after the war was over, after the Civil War was over.
Do I think it was legitimate? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and you know what?
No, I don't.
We've got the music coming in, and we've got a quick break at the top of the hour, and we just don't have time to really talk about it.
Nice talking, but the one thing I want to say is, what happened to accountability? Where's accountability?
Well, there is none until we hold the people accountable. Give us a call, people. Lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.